Welcome to the C3 Church Watson podcast. Our vision is to connect you to Jesus, grow you as a disciple, and help you serve his purpose. We hope you are blessed by this week's message.
Yes, yes, yes. The God I know, the God Dan knows is faithful. He sure is. God I know is faithful too. How wonderful is it to live in Canberra at this time of the year? I've got to say, it is just the best time to live in Canberra. It's a feast for the eyes. Have you noticed that? Yes. It's absolutely. I shock my husband because I go, oh, look at that, honey. And he's driving and he goes, what? Look at that tree. Isn't that beautiful? I want you to think of a story. I'm sure you, maybe, I hope you've got some. Of meeting someone who changed your life. It was a defining moment in your life. That connection actually changed, maybe it changed your direction. Maybe it connected you with a door of opportunity that you were able to walk through. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe it led you to a new career path. But it was a defining moment. I know for us, we met someone a couple of years ago who showed us a door of opportunity that we are walking through, and it is changing our life and will continue to change our life. Defining moments. I mean, of it, the biggest and greatest defining moment is coming to Jesus. Without a doubt. But as I was praying into this message today, the words that God said to me are these. God is setting you up. It's while we're going about our day-to-day lives that these divine setups happen. We may get up in the morning and just be going about our day-to-day life, but God brings people across our path or situations across our path, just like Dan was saying, you know, God had a purpose for him. God has a purpose for us. And when these divine setups come, our life changes. And what I know is that for some of you, God is setting you up in a good way, not a bad way, if you'll let him. And some divine appointments are coming your way. We are continuing our The God I Know series. And on the way to you and I meeting Jesus and asking him to be our Lord and Savior, there were probably several steps that we took before we decided to follow him. Some of them we may not have even realized we were taking. I mean, I grew up in a Christian home and went to church from when I was born, pretty much. I still had to make a decision to follow Christ, but the presence of God and worship and just that hunger, that the actual atmosphere of the presence of God, do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It touched me and it drew me to Jesus. I know when Paul preached a few weeks ago, he talked about going on a camp, and it was the community of people that he hung out with for those days on that camp that drew him. He wanted that. And these were steps that he took and I took and you take before we even get to the point of saying, Jesus, I want to follow you. We were taking steps. J. John, who is a well-known preacher in the UK, says that there are about 13 interactions before someone comes to Christ. That means that you and I may not be the final piece in the puzzle for someone meeting Jesus, but that in no way negates the important part of the work that we are doing. Every time we have an interaction with someone, we are playing our part in seeing them come to Jesus. as we were praying in our salvation prayer group on Tuesday, and we were naming all of these people, I just felt this overwhelming sense of, my gosh, these beautiful people that Jesus came to die for. He came to earth for. And as we're praying, we are part of the picture, part of the picture of them coming to Jesus. As we speak and share about the God we know, we are part of that as well. Now, if you were here 2 weeks ago, you will have heard me talk about unblocking wells in our city. Wells are a symbol of a thriving community in ancient times. That's what they were. They were located at the center of the community, and they were full of life-giving water. And so here at C3 Watson, we want the life-giving water of the river of God to be flowing out into our city, don't we? Yes. And so we're praying that the wells will be unlocked in this city, specifically the well of salvation, which is why we're talking about the God we know. In the Bible, wells are also a place of divine appointments, and that's what we're looking at today. We're going to look at two divine appointments in the Bible at two different wells. There's a story in John chapter 4 about a woman who meets Jesus at a well, and it changes her life forever. It was a divine appointment. Jesus meets this woman. He's thirsty, he's tired. He's sitting there at the well and he asks her for a drink. And she is surprised. She's surprised because according to the custom of the day, Jesus, a Jew, shouldn't be speaking to her, a Samaritan. And Jesus, a man, shouldn't be speaking to her, a woman. But despite this, they start having this conversation and Jesus sees her. Like he really, really sees her. And that's one of the things about Jesus. He really sees people. Not who they pretend to be, but who they really are. What they've been through, what they're carrying. And so Jesus starts speaking to this woman and telling her about herself, which breaks down all of her barriers, all the barriers she had up. And during that encounter with Jesus, she realizes that he is the Messiah, that he is the Savior. And at that point, her life changes forever for the better, because that's what happens when a person meets Jesus. Now, I don't want to focus on the conversation with Jesus and the woman. I want to focus on the conversation Jesus has with his disciples after the conversation he has with the woman. See, his disciples had gone off to get some food. And when they returned, they were so surprised because they saw Jesus talking to this woman. And after she left, they said to Jesus, "Have some food. We've gone to Macca's and we've got you a Big Mac." No. John 4. Then Jesus explained, "My nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. You know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest. But I say, wake up and look around. The fields are already ripe for harvest. The harvesters are paid good wages, and the fruit they harvest is people brought to eternal life." He's not talking about tomatoes, he's talking about salvations. "What joy awaits both the planter and the harvester alike. You know the saying, one plants and another harvests, and it's true. I sent you to harvest where you didn't plant. Others had already done the work, and now you will get to gather the harvest." This is an amazing passage of scripture. Firstly, Jesus is taught, they say, "He have some food, Jesus," and he says, "Well, I get food from doing what Jesus sent me here to do." Jesus is explaining to his disciples that this divine appointment that he had with this woman at the well had nourished him. Before it, he was weary. After it, he was re-energized, because doing what he was put on earth to do fed him. You know the saying, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. You know, which is true. But also, part of what we are here to do, we have been put on earth to do, is to share about what the God we know. And to be part of seeing people come to Jesus. And it will energize you, I tell you. It will fill you. It will feed you. It is living a life that is not just about ourselves. Jesus firstly said, I'm full, guys, because I've been doing what God put me on earth to do. And then he said to his disciples, wake up and look around. The fields are ripe for harvest. And I believe that is the same for right here, right now in this city. There are people who are eager to meet Jesus in our city. There is a hunger. People are searching. The question is, can we see it? Can we see that Jesus had to say to his disciples, wake up and look around. Can we see the people who are ready? Can we see the opportunities? Can we see the divine appointments when they come out our way? And if we see them, are we bold enough to take them? See, I believe the more that we pray into this, the more that we're praying into unblocking the wells of salvation, the more there will be divine appointments with people. The more there will be divine appointments with the people we're praying for. I expect it. Do you expect it? I expect it. And I think when we're thinking about this, we need to remember that we may be only one part in someone taking a step closer to Jesus. We may not see the final result, but that's okay. We're satisfied with that because there's a planter and there's a harvester. And I'm satisfied just to say to someone, and I have said these things, is it okay if I pray for you? And they say, yes. And I pray, and maybe that's just my part, and that's fine. Because on the other side of the coin, we will also reap where others have sown. That's what that scripture says. And I see that happening this year in our church. We are reaping where others have sown. That verse says, what joy awaits both the planter and the harvester. That means we take joy when we sow the seed, but we, of course, take joy when we see people come to Christ. Others have planted seeds. Now is the time to bring those returns in. I see it, church. I see people coming through these doors, streaming through these doors, saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. I see it. I see us out in Canberra speaking about the God we know with the people in our workplace, with the people that we see who we may not even know, but they start talking to us and we start sharing about the God we know. I see it. It is time. It is time. Matthew 9:37-38 said, he said to his disciples, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. My gosh. That's a pretty wow scripture. The harvest is great. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord of the harvest, who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his field. What's Jesus saying? He's saying there's a lot of need, but not a lot of people who are willing to do the work. Are we willing? Are we willing to live a life calling all followers of Jesus? Calling all followers of Jesus. Are we willing to put our hand up and say, yes, I will go into the harvest. I will share. I will pray. Are we willing? That's the first well, divine appointment at the well. The second divine appointment that happened at a well is another story of a life changed. And one of the things that I believe very strongly that is going to happen this year for some of you is there are going to be divine appointments, God-ordained, life-altering, direction-changing divine appointments. Doors of opportunity. Some of them are going to come out of the blue, and some of them are going to be answers to prayers that you have been praying for a long time. God is speaking to some of you right now while I'm talking. He's saying, remember that thing that I started talking to you about all those years ago. Well, get ready. And I'm praying that faith will rise inside you today to believe God that the time is now for that appointment to happen. I want to read you the story of how Abraham's servant found a wife for his son Isaac. When Isaac was old enough to take his wife, his father Abraham wanted a wife for him from his homeland. And his servant said to Abraham, "I will find a wife for Isaac. I will find a wife for your son." What a great servant. And he traveled to Abraham's homeland to look for one. And he waited at a well. And he prayed. Good thing to do. He prayed a prayer asking God to bring a wife to Isaac. Genesis 24. "O Lord, God of my master Abraham," he prayed, "please give me success today and show unfailing love to my master Abraham. See, I'm standing here beside this spring and the young women of the town are coming out to draw water. This is my request. I will ask one of them, please give me a drink from your jug. If she says yes, have a drink and I will water your camels too. Let her be the one you have selected as Isaac's wife. This is how I will know that you have shown unfailing love to my master." Before he had finished praying, who loves those types of prayer answers? My gosh, can I have one of those, please, God? Before he had finished praying, I'm just believing for that one. He saw a young woman called Rebecca coming out with her water jug on her shoulder, and then it talks about her family, you know, that stuff. What family she belonged to. Now, she came out with her water jug and she actually gave him water and she also gave the camels water. Rebecca knew nothing about Abraham's servant. She knew nothing about the prayer he prayed or the opportunity that was just about to come her way. And you know what? That's the same with us. She was just living her life. She saw a man who needed water, and out of who she was and her generosity, she offered him water and then went above and beyond and fed his camels also. What was actually happening here was God was setting her up. God had orchestrated this divine appointment. Rebecca's destiny was to become the wife of Isaac, which is what happened if you read the rest of the story. She was in the right place at the right time. And I believe that some of you are going to have something happen in the next little while, and these words are going to come back to you. God is setting you up. God is setting you up for good, and it will be a confirmation. He's setting you up for the new that he has for you to walk into. A divine appointment, and it's coming your way because you are going to be in the right place at the right time. You can't orchestrate it yourself. He is orchestrating it for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. I'd love you just to look away to God. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. I thank you for your word, God. Thank you that your word is alive and it's true. For those people, God, here today who have let something die that you want to revive today. So that they can walk through and walk into and walk through the open door that you are putting in front of them. I ask you, God, right now, if there's a hesitancy, if there's a fear that is in the way, Lord, that you would banish that fear in Jesus' name and that anxiety. Holy Spirit, I thank you. I thank you, God, that you're speaking to people's lives right now. You're speaking into their hearts, God, and that faith is rising. Faith is rising. Thank you, God. Divine setups by you, Jesus. Jesus. Be with us online this morning. And you, I'm talking about divine appointments, and the first person I talked about today was a woman at a well who met with Jesus. You may not have met Jesus yet, but you know that today something is stirring in your heart. There's a hunger. There's a desire to give your heart to Him. Or maybe you want to rededicate your heart to Him. Then I'm speaking to you right now. I'm speaking to you online right now. In a moment, I'm going to give you an opportunity to invite Jesus into your heart and make Him the Lord of your life. What's involved is saying a short prayer all together, and then I'll ask you to raise your hand so that one of our team can come and meet you at the end of the service. Let's pray. Please join us if you want to be included in that prayer, if you're going to give your heart to Jesus for the first time or recommit your life to Him. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to earth, for dying for me. I ask you to come into my heart. Forgive me for my sin. I ask you to be my Lord and to guide me for the rest of my life. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We hope to see you in church again this weekend. To find out more about our church, find us online at c3churchwatson.com.